talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning, everyone, and Merry Christmas. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was Home for the Holidays by Roddy Doyle Trio. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 24th through the 26th. We organize the Charleston Home and Design Magazine organizes the Charleston Home and Design Show. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Clint Four with Aqua Blue Pools, also Greg Dimitri with Charleston Creative Outdoor Solutions, Tal Sexton with the Building Center. And we're very proud to have the Building Center as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening January 24th through the 26th. And then finally, we'll be talking with general contractor Chris Click with CK Contracting. Well, I wanted to give you a couple of updates about the Charleston Home and Design Show. We're about a month away. I know everybody is focused on Christmas and spending time with your family and friends right now, but about 4 weeks we'll be in a new year, and we're gearing up right now for the Charleston Home and Design Show happening January 24th through the 26th at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. Something we've never done before. We've always had free admission on Friday, which has been very popular. And thanks to CWA Furniture and Design, we are offering free admission all weekend long. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 24th through the 26th. Also free parking, and that's sponsored by Aquatica Pools and Spas. We will be offering free design consultations with local interior designers and architects. We've got the best local A-list contractors that will be on display. We want you to meet your next contractor at the show. In fact, you don't need to go to any other home shows except for the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 24th through the 26th. And this is a phrase that we're very proud of. I think it encompasses everything that a homeowner is looking for when they consider attending a home show. We want you to come for the ideas and leave with a plan, and that's exactly what will happen. Like to recognize our sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show: Advanced Window Fashions, Hilton Head Solar and Roofing, New Age Contractors, Fix It 24/7, HLG Growers, Shelf Genie, Crosby Creations Home Designs, Charleston Bath Experts, Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, The Building Center, and Your Next Door, which is a garage door company. And then we have a vendor brunch that we're going to be serving all our vendors on Friday before the show opens, and that's sponsored by We Thrive HR. But it's going to be a great show. We've only got a smattering of booths left, so if you happen to own a home-related company that caters to affluent homeowners and you'd like some information about displaying at the Charleston Home and Design Show, just give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call, or you can email us directly at info@newhomecharleston.com. Merry Christmas and have a great weekend. And talking to us now is Clint Four with Aqua Blue Pools and Spas. How are you doing, Clint?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Clint, take a moment and tell everyone about Aqua Blue Pools and Spas.
Well, Aqua Blue Pools has been in business since 1991, so over 33 years now. We focus more on a custom, high-end collaborative project overall. It seems to be our niche in the industry, which, you know, my dad started the business based on relationships, and we've grown it over the years in that same respect, and with deeper relationships with architects, builders, contractors, commercial. We've grown a lot in the commercial world, so we build both commercial and residential projects, and mostly, well, all gunite pools, really, custom concrete gunite pools.
Gotcha. Well, that's great. And how many years has Aqua Blue Pools been around?
34 years now.
34 years. Congratulations.
1991.
Yeah. That's fantastic. And what do you think the secret is to Aqua Blue Pool's success?
I mean, I really think it's relationships more than anything. You know, building relationships with people to where they know what to expect. Most of our business is referral-based, not from general, you know, people calling in off the street kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Although we are a good fit for anyone, really, just depending on what their focus is, the complexity of the project, things like that. But I do think it's relationships, building referrals, and setting expectations with people so that they know what to expect. And, you know, along the way, if we make mistakes like everyone does, then we resolve it and stand behind what we build.
Right. Yeah, the norm is for things to for challenges to come up and things to go wrong either during the building process. I don't mean swimming pools in particular, but just the building process in general. And so those builders and architects that Aqua Blue Pools has a relationship with, you folks have come through for them on numerous projects, and so they know they can trust Aqua Blue Pools when they recommend them you folks to their clients.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, good deal. Well, tell me, what does it mean to be a master, to be in the Master Pool Guild?
So the Master Pools Guild is an invitation-only organization. So it's not like a buy-in group where you pay, you know, to become a member kind of situation. So it's you know, high-end, around-the-world organization, pretty elite builders that do some amazing work. And it's a very collaborative group. Everyone's open about their business. We all learn from each other. So, you know, and we're held to high standards. So, I mean, if a client were to call the guild, I mean, they hold us accountable. Like if we weren't taking care of something or taking care of a customer or problem or not responding, the guild holds all of its members very accountable, financially, client relationships, quality of work. So, you know, it's accountability and relationships, mm-hmm. ultimately.
Yeah. No fly-by-nighters in the Master Pool Guild then?
No. Some members have been in the guild for over 50 years.
Right. And I mentioned that because there have been a number of pool companies that have popped up over the years. And if we have listeners that are new to Charleston, and so they may not realize that this one pool company has only been around for a couple of years versus Aqua Blue Pools that's been around for 34 years. And in my experience as a homeowner, a 30 year homeowner, things are going to happen. There's going to be issues that are going to pop up with your home, and there's nothing more frustrating than having to tell your spouse, "Oh, they're gone, or they're out of business," or suddenly that becomes your problem. That you shouldn't have chosen them. You should have chosen somebody who you can count on. I think that's a very notable thing for folks to consider, is that Aqua Blue Pools will be there if there's an issue down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think part of it in Charleston, as you're aware, I mean, we've had a lot of growth, a lot of people that have moved into Charleston from out of town. And, you know, I mean, there are a lot of builders in general, pool and otherwise, relative to home construction, renovation, all of it, that, you know, it's if you're not from here, from Charleston, it's hard to know. You know, I mean, you may get a recommendation from somebody, but, you know, I mean, I think a lot of people don't know, mm-hmm. you know, how long someone's been here. And I mean, as we've seen, there have been a few companies over the past few years that have kind of abandoned people, you know, yep. in the pool world and otherwise. I mean, it's with, you know, it's that whole, you know, if you've lower cost, overpromised, you know, stuff mm-hmm. like that. We try not to gravitate to that world. I mean, you know, we still have to be competitive, but at the same time, I mean, we'd rather decrease in volume versus lowering cost and quality and support. You know, mm-hmm. we have to make enough money to handle the issues and mistakes, you know, that do inevitably happen, you right. know, and hold up to our warranties, even if that means, you know, a pool cracked and we're tearing the entire pool out, for example. You know, I mean, if something happens, we have to be able to take care of it. And, you know, low cost doesn't do that. It doesn't give you the flexibility financially to stand behind your product as well.
Right. Well, a few years ago, we started doing a swimming pool feature in Charleston Home and Design magazine. And you would think that the most natural time to do something like that would be summertime, when people are enjoying the warm weather. And we actually moved that swimming pool feature to our winter issue because of the demand that pool companies have experienced here in Charleston, especially during COVID, where, you know, this is actually a great time to be reaching out to Aqua Blue Pools about a swimming pool for 2025, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if someone wants a pool by spring, for example, I mean, you know, permitting's gotten more complicated, you know, depending on the property, the scope of the work. A lot of times it takes, you know, it could take 3-4 months just to get through the front end process with permitting, engineering, you know, to even to start construction. So, you know, now is a great time to start, because if you want a pool by next summer, comfortably knowing that you can get it in and installed and using it, now is an ideal time to start that process. Absolutely.
Well, what is, can you kind of walk us through the process of someone wants a pool, they call Aqua Blue Pools, and then what are the next steps?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, it depends on the project, but I mean, overall, you know, there's kind of feasibility of that. Somebody calls in, it's first of all, having a conversation to be sure that us as a company, that we're a good fit, covering budget, stuff like that, you know. So that sometimes can be a time-consuming process, just to kind of figure out what works within budget, looking at the site, figuring out the feasibility of building on the site, any restrictions, setbacks. You know, if somebody doesn't have a survey, you know, they would need to get a survey, and surveyors are backed up, so that could take a month just to get a survey, you know?
Right.
And then, you know, survey, looking at the site, can a pool fit? What are the setbacks? Are there any wetlands, OCRM, engineering concerns, you know, along with designing the pool? And, you know, after you get past all this front-end part to know what can be built, as you approach an agreement or a contract, then you go into the permitting world. So even prior to getting a contract, I mean, it can take, sometimes it can take a month at least to get to the point of contracting before you're even submitting for a permit. And then depending on municipality, that process could take a while. You know, Mount Pleasant could take 2 months. The city of Charleston might take a week, or a month, you know, so it varies, right? And then we get permit, we have a pre-construction meeting on site with our project managers, handing off the project to our construction department, you know, kind of skimming through this a little bit, you know, then we'd start construction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And at some point, do you invite folks out to your headquarters in Adams Run? Is it Adams Run that you folks are located, or Hollywood?
Yeah.
To visit the Aqua Blue Pools showroom, because I've been out there. You've got a couple of different swimming pools that folks can see and touch and feel, and talk about that as part of the process.
Yeah, I would say most of our clients come out to our showroom. We do have three pools with different types of finishes, colors, different hardscape options. We have a showroom inside with tile, hardscape, coping, interior finish colors, and it's extremely helpful at our showroom. Before we had the showroom, we would basically set up pool tours with people in certain areas, which, you know, you're going to someone else's property, it's a little more challenging to set those things up, prioritize around other people's schedules. So it's extremely helpful to see different products, watercolors, finishes at our showroom to help make decisions. So I would say we bring people to the showroom probably 75% of the time or more, really. Mm-hmm. Because it is a very useful step in the process.
Right. What kinds of, there's all sorts of bells and whistles that are available now for your swimming pool. What are some of the more popular items that people are choosing when they're having Aqua Blue Pools build a swimming pool for them?
Yeah, I would say some of the features above the average pool, you know, water features are a lot more common, especially infinity edge type features when a pool is elevated. Or just the sound of water, raised walls with features, spilling water out, the sound of water, or a decorative wall of some type. There's heating and cooling. That's installed a lot more. It gets so hot. Chilling pools in the summer because the water gets so warm. Huh. Heating them in the in-between seasons so that you have you add 3 or 4 months to the swimming season. So those things are pretty common. I mean, cleaners, in-floor cleaning systems, water features, heating, cooling, resistant swim jets. Those seem to be a lot more common. Mm-hmm. Versus 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Things have gotten more complicated. There tend to be a lot of features and complexity of pool equipment.
There's cool LED lighting, and you can even I think I've seen some projects where Aqua Blue Pools has installed fire features into the pool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, fire features can be a little finicky with gas supplies, and you know they're a little bit more maintenance, but we do them occasionally. They're beautiful features. But they can be a little bit more maintenance over time just to keep things running as they should and easily. And LED lighting also. I mean, LEDs these days are very common. Like that's a part of pretty much any pool.
Yeah.
Color changing or just white LED.
Mm-hmm. I've always been curious about elevated pools. So a lot of homes, because they're close to the water, flood restrictions require the home to be built up on not just a normal crawl space, but the house might be 8, 10, 12 feet in the air, and so rather than walking down to the ground level to access your swimming pool, what's involved with building a raised swimming pool that's on the main living level of a elevated home?
Yeah, so we do a lot of elevated pools that are up at the first floor. Flood zones these days, there's so many more homes that are being built up versus at ground level, mm-hmm. or on crawl space even. So in order to get a pool up on the first floor level like that, it has to have structure underneath, footers, block. I mean, it's almost built like a house would be sitting on top of it, a structural support under the pool. There has to be soils reports to determine if the soil has the capacity to hold the weight. Footers, grade beams, block, backfill, and then there's this whole process before we even start construction on the pool itself, and then the pool sits on top of the structure. And a lot of the detail there comes into elevation, like finished elevation versus the block elevation that the pool sits on and the elevation of the slopes of the block. So it can be fairly complicated. But I mean, we take care of all that, of course, with our plans, which are pretty detailed, and working with engineers to coordinate how it needs to be built.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, I hope people will jump on it sooner than later and call Aqua Blue Pools and start the process, so you could be swimming by late spring, early summer. What's the best way for folks to reach out to Aqua Blue Pools?
Our website at aquabluepools.net. We have forms that can be filled out there depending on the type of scope and budget that kind of help direct and answer some questions so that we can get it to one of our sales consultants to reach out. You can always call our office also at 843-767-7665. Reach out, website or phone.
All right. And you can always find Aqua Blue Pools within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Clint Foer with Aqua Blue Pools. Thanks so much, Clint.
Thanks, Tim.
And now we're talking with Greg Dimitri with Charleston Creative Outdoor Solutions. How are you doing, Greg?
Oh, good. Thanks, Tim.
Good. Greg, take a moment and tell everyone about Charleston Creative Outdoor Solutions.
Well, we started out as a fence contractor more than a decade ago, and we found that clients always wanted advice and ideas on other things in their backyard. Some of our clients asked us to help them with their boards, hardscapes, waterscapes, and a lot more, even paver sidewalks. That is how we organically grew from a fence contractor to a complete outdoor solutions company. Tim, it helps us that we are a local player and understand the ins and outs of all the zoning requirements and all the regulatory requirements. That helps us help our customers better.
Right, and because there's about 13 or 14 different municipalities throughout the Charleston area that issue building permits, and each one has different zoning requirements, right?
Tim, you're so right about that. You can go to the county, and you can go to Mount Pleasant, and you can go to North Charleston, the cities, and they're all different. They're all great organizations to work with, but they have their own ways of doing business.
Gotcha. Well, what would you say are Charleston Creative Outdoor Solutions' most important USPs?
Well, the most important USP to us, which is superior understanding of what we're doing, is the cost effectiveness and the functional designs that are harmonious with the aesthetics of the home. We carefully use the right materials and designs that are in sync with the unique architecture of the Charleston house. What we try to do is incorporate the latest building techniques into our work to ensure that our clients get the best value. Our in-house teams, and we don't hire any contractors, which is very important. By having our own people on our payroll, we don't use subs, and our people take a lot, have a lot more attention to detail and the perfection that the customer is looking for. With subs, and nothing wrong with subs, we can't control the output as much as we can with people on our payroll. And then also, once we share an estimate with a client, we stick to it. There's no hidden costs. There's no extra fees, unless for some reason the client wants to do a change order, and that's a little different.
Right, right. Well, what would you say are the latest trends that you're seeing at Charleston Creative Outdoor Solutions for the backyard?
Well, that's a great question. It's interesting. We find that people really want to have outdoor living space. And be it that they have a large home or a small home, they really want to. We're building a lot of sunrooms, screened-in porches. And more importantly, too, after we build these structures, they're also saying to us, can you extend this? And we do it all at the same time, I should say. We extend it so we can have an outdoor kitchen out there. And we're finding, too, people really like these fire pits, the gas fire pits that they can sit around. So this way they can really not only enjoy the sunroom and the screened-in porch, but also go outside of that and enjoy then the actual fresh air without being confined under any structure.
Right. And, you know, people are, if you ask the average homeowner, could you use a few extra 100 square feet in your house? They'd say yes, but that's not always practical to do that, put on a big addition on your house. So with outdoor space, you're extending the square footage by creating outdoor rooms, for example. So you really are expanding the square footage of the home itself.
You know, it's another great insight of yours, Tim. One of the things is although we do build additions, we'll pull them off the back and the sides of the house. What we do is we will pull out, for example, the screened in door that they have. The sliding glass, and we'll put a French door in that. They'll open that up. They'll open right into their sunroom or their screened-in porch. And then also from does add an element of expansion of their inside their house.
That's great. Tell us about a few examples of unique challenges that you and your team at Charleston Creative Outdoor Solutions has faced trying to execute a project.
Well, first is roofing. Roofing is very unique. Typically, we're building off the back of the house, have roofs that are either slanting down or they've got a peak, and we then are designing the roof structure so as the water comes down, it's not trapped upstairs, you know, up on the roof some type of valley or a gutter, and. That's one of the challenges we have, and we always have seen some very unique roofs, and we have met that challenge. Another challenge is how many square feet we can use within the yard that zoning allows us to use. On smaller plots, zoning typically doesn't want you to use more than 40% of covered space within a yard. Other than that, everything else is very basic. We build these every day, and that's very easy for us to do.
How about trying to match an existing home, the existing home's motif with these, whether it be a new screen room or a carport covering or some of these structures? I imagine the homeowners don't want it to stick out like a sore thumb. They want it to look like it was built as part of the home when the home was originally built.
You're absolutely correct on that, Tim. For example, a carport. We build a carport off of a garage. And what happens is the carport we build has a unique design, a strong design. It's made all out of Hardy, and as far as the wrapping goes. And the garage itself is not going to be like that typically. In more than 9 out of 10 cases, it is not. It's wrapped with metal, and the trim is not adequate. So what we do is we merge the look and feel of the trim of the carport into the garage, and we then update the garage look. But when it comes to homes, what we do for the homes is we take the opposite approach. We actually build a sunroom and screened-in porch, and we will then make that look like the house as if the builder built it when the person bought the house.
Oh, very good. Tell us about the process that Charleston Creative Outdoor Solutions goes through from start to finish. What will a homeowner experience?
The first experience, obviously, is getting together with them, discussing what they're looking to have. And then what we do is we put a list of questions together. Questions have to do with anything from how many lights, how many fans. Do you want a Christmas light switch so you can actually have lights at the top? There's so many elements. Do you want a 240 for a hot tub outside? So once we go through all the questions, we have a chance to have them sit on it and simmer and think about the answers they have, make any changes. We then put together an entire presentation that goes through the colors of the shingles, the type of siding, extra, and all the extras that they're looking for. Once that's together, we formalize the agreement. We then take 10% down, and then we hold the date and the price. Once we start the process, they'll give us the remaining 40% of the 50% due up front. And then we start construction. And at that point, we love it when the customer is involved with the project. So we tell them what's going on. We find that because we have 100% of our reviews are 5.0, we find that the reason for that is because the customer is always involved from start to finish.
Well, very good. Well, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you to let our listeners know what's the best way to reach Charleston Creative Outdoor Solutions.
The best way is to call us 843-418-6500. That's 843-418-6500. You can call or text on that number, 843-418-6500. Or you can actually go to Charleston Creative Outdoor Solutions. Take a look at what we have, all the different samples of our work, as well as email us.
All right. Well, that's great. And we've been talking with Greg Dimitri with Charleston Creative Outdoor Solutions. Thanks so much, Greg.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Tal Sexton with the Building Center, and we are very proud to have the Building Center as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening January 24th through the 26th at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. How are you doing, Tal?
I'm doing great. Hope you're doing well, too.
Yes, sir. Tal, take a moment and tell our listeners all about the Building Center.
The Building Center is a privately held company that was founded in 1977. We currently have 13 locations servicing most of North and South Carolina to contractors in the building industry, residential, commercial, multifamily segments. We have three truss plants. We have three door shops, and we have three specialty yards that carry sheetrock and installed insulation, and we all deal with, of course, lumber and other building products.
Gotcha. And the Building Center, you won't find the Building Center right here in the immediate Charleston area. You're just outside of the Charleston metro. And I like to think of it as you're kind of in the cheap rent district, where you folks are in, Holly Hill. Is that right?
The Holly Hill branch. Yes, we have a branch there, but the branch that I'm at is about 20 minutes outside of Georgetown. We're actually closer to Andrews, South Carolina.
Gotcha.
We have, about 124,000 square feet warehouse here on 72 acres. So we have plenty of room to grow.
And the building center trucks are delivering materials to builders in Charleston, though, every day, right?
Yes, sir. Charleston up the East Coast to the Wilmington, North Carolina area.
Gotcha. Well, what would you say? Homeowners are more involved with the decision making when it comes to building a new custom home or remodel projects. What would you and that homeowner could say to their builder, "Hey, I want you to buy the materials for our project from the building center." You know, a homeowner can spec that, and of course, builders can urge their clients, the homeowners, to also to say, "Hey, I've been working. I'd like to work with the building center." But give some good reasons why those folks should decide on choosing the building center, because they have other choices for building materials in Charleston.
That's very true. It's something I challenge my sales force with on a regular basis. Why should I buy from you when I have so many options? The thing that we take pride in is the service that we offer to the customers that we have. We have professional sales folks that have many years of experience in this industry. And this is an industry that does require a good bit of knowledge, from product knowledge to building codes knowledge, to make sure we pair the right product up with the right project. Because often that's not the case. People that aren't as knowledgeable as some of our experienced folks are would see something they'd like, but it might not actually meet the building codes. So mm-hmm. That's one thing that we try to educate our folks on. And we do regular product training classes here to keep all of my staff up on the latest trends and the latest changes in building codes and any new products that are available in the market.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And so will someone notice any difference when they're working with the building center in terms of just the difference between the building center being outside of Charleston versus some of the lumber yards that are in Charleston?
No, sir. We are very similar to our brothers and sisters in the industry. What does set us apart is the level of service that we offer to our customers. Proximity to a job site does make a difference in some cases, but we have a full fleet of trucks and we're able to service any account with any product line just as well as anybody else is.
Well, what's the best way for folks to learn more about the building center?
Go to our website, tbcinc.us. It's a new website that we've just updated, and it has files there that you can view on the products that we offer, the vendors that we deal with, the services that are available, and it also has contact information for all of our locations. So whatever is the closest location to you, you can reach out to those folks directly and not have to go through a main switchboard line and get transferred.
Gotcha. All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Tal Sexton with the Building Center, and come out and see the Building Center at the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 24th through the 26th. And once again, thank you to the Building Center for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks, Tal.
Thank you. It's our pleasure to be a sponsor.
And now we're talking with general contractor Chris Click with CK Contracting. How you doing, Chris?
Doing well, Tim. Thank you so much.
You bet. Chris, take a moment and tell everyone about CK Contracting.
Yeah, absolutely. I started CK Contracting back in 2002, we've changed roles a little bit throughout those years. First working as a subcontractor for builders, and now today we focus on home remodeling projects in and around the Charleston area. We also have a big presence of building outdoor spaces, pool houses, pool cabanas, outdoor kitchens as well. Outdoor kitchens typically are always, I shouldn't say always, but they're typically installed once after the house is built.
Mm-hmm.
So hence it, they fall into remodeling projects. And then we also do a little bit of new building as well.
Which do you prefer, Chris? New construction or remodeling projects at CK Contracting?
At CK Contracting, we've decided to focus more on home remodeling.
Mm-hmm.
They are 2 to 3 times the work than new construction.
Right.
New construction is typically what I would refer to as a blank canvas, and homes are often built kind of like Legos, so to speak, whereas you start on the bottom and you stack Legos on top, and homes are very much the same. So remodeling, there's it's kind of hard to get those Legos in the middle of the house mm-hmm. taken out and put back in, home remodeling is very much the same. However, we're really good at it. We excel at it. Not everyone does. It takes a certain personality, mindset, and organization to do so. We just recently had a potential client who reached out to us for an addition onto their house. They had it remodeled 2 years prior before moving in, and they expressed their thoughts about the previous experience. They said, well, we had a home builder do our remodeling project, and we learned that, you know, that probably wasn't the best fit, you know, for the project. And what I explained to them, I said, well, home building and remodeling is like karate and jiu-jitsu. They're mm-hmm. two different things, ultimately, they're going to get the same thing accomplished, but they're just two totally different things. And in today's age of specialties, you're best off going with someone who can specialize in their field of work. And that's what we do, specialize mm-hmm. in home remodeling.
Gotcha. Well, what would you say, how do you handle, it must be a different kind of situation when you are remodeling a home, because there's the proverbial, well, we won't know until we get inside the walls or that kind of thing. How do you handle inevitable surprises that might come up, or things that might create a situation where you're going over the homeowner is going to go over budget because you found, you know, some hidden rot or maybe some old termite damage or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we operate a little bit differently than a lot of other contractors, whereas we really spend a lot of time up front refining our specs and selections, we call it, specifications such as framing, and selections such as plumbing and lighting fixtures. We really want to dot our I's and cross our T's. We want to minimize as many surprises as we can. There's going to be surprises along the way. Let's be proactive and minimize those as much as we can. Be reactive so we don't have to be, be proactive so we don't have to constantly be reactive.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim, with that said, we're going to do our best to find those issues before you know, we start the work. We don't want the schedule to grow because of, like you said, perhaps there's termite damage or what have you. We're gonna go under the house. We're gonna check things out before we start to minimize those items. Of course, they can and do sometimes be found, and we also get a lot of, hey, while you're here,
yeah,
you know, let's do this, mm-hmm. and we simply move forward with, you know, the industry standard of a change order, you know, I often say to clients early on, you know, typically our projects, you know, there's probably going to be a 3 to maybe 8% of change orders, and a lot of that is driven by the client. You know, we don't, when we price our work, we're pricing our work. Now, if the client adds something, you know, obviously that's added scope of work. But we're not the type of contractor who's going to simply price a job, quickly throw out a number, and then along the way, oh, you wanted a roof on this as well. Well, we didn't account for that. Or, oh, we don't want our projects to grow in price by, you know, 30, 50, 100%, which is sometimes can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on who they might be working with.
Right. Well, I'm looking at the summer issue, our new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, which our big summer feature each year is on outdoor living spaces. And so it's a good timing that to talk to you because CK Contracting, you indicated, does a lot of outdoor living spaces for folks. And I'm looking at this pool house that CK Contracting constructed. And can you describe that a little bit? Because there's a lot of things going on. You've got what looks like synthetic turf grass. There's a freestanding outdoor, looks like an isokern fireplace, and with pavers that surround it. There's an outdoor kitchen on the pool house, and a lot of different elements that I'm sure was a challenge for CK Contracting.
Yeah. Each project has its own unique challenges. This is another factor of remodeling. There's just more of them in remodeling than new construction. And this project is no different. And just like you said, Tim, it touches on a lot of the features that people are using today. Synthetic turf. Yes, it does have the isokern fireplace, the pavers with epoxy set pebbles in between bordering them, the outdoor kitchen, even that gabled roof, that covered kitchen area has uplighting in it, you know, to illuminate the ceiling in the evening and not provide too much downlighting. Oftentimes, people forget that you don't illuminate an outdoor structure quite the same as you would inside. You don't want it to be lit up like a kitchen, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
It's just too bright of light. So we always try to provide accent lighting that provides enough light to see and but still enjoy the evenings when you're outside. And some of the challenges on this project was the setbacks. I actually had to reach out to the architect and confirm some details, and I said, hey, wait a minute, we're, you know, our roof overhang is in the setback, you know, we're gonna have to do this. And he's like, oh, great catch, yes, that's correct, yeah. Let's do that. So that, and then it's even built into a hillside, which provides a really neat space in the back for an outdoor bathroom as well. So we had to waterproof the foundation, which is a pretty rare thing to do in the low country here. And other than that, it's a fantastic project. The client has fantastic taste. And, you know, it shows in the pictures as well. They were a repeat client for us. Many of our clients are repeat clients as well. And we're just happy to be a part of it and, make their dreams into fruition there for their backyard entertaining space.
How long did it take CK Contracting to complete this project?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm trying to think. Basically it's a pool house. Is a small house of its own. So we have the same amount of inspections as a house would have. We have, and this particular project was in Mount Pleasant, which sometimes the inspection times could take up to 2 weeks, which definitely adds to the schedule. But if I remember correctly, I think the structure itself was probably in the 6 month time range. And then we moved the outdoor fireplace was an add on as well. Then we moved to that section as well. And I think it was another month or so for the isokern fireplace, the pergola and fence gate as well. So, yeah, all together, you know, it was measured in months.
Definitely. Well, it's a beautiful project, and folks can see it for themselves by picking up the new issue or the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and turning to page 230 to see this beautiful outdoor living project by CK Contracting. And just a quick note about remodeling itself, and I'm a big believer in if you're not happy with your home, if you're not 100% happy, change it, make some changes to your home, because I know it's going to be a big cost up front or a cost in general, but you're going to get that money back, especially if you can add square footage onto your house with an addition. Because If your house is the value of your house is, you take the value divided by your square footage, you get a cost per square foot. It might be worth $500 a square foot. If you add a 200 square foot addition, you've added instant value onto your house with that addition that you'll get back when you sell your house. And just think of all the years enhanced living that you'll be able to enjoy that space with your family and not be frustrated with the space that you used to have. You've got this beautiful new space, and yeah, it cost you up front, but you know what? You're going to get a return on it, especially in Charleston where there's just such demand for quality residential properties.
Yes, Tim, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Oftentimes we're able to build under the going cost per square foot that, you know, so if their neighborhood is selling for $500 a square foot, and if we put an addition on for $300 to $400 a square foot, they have instant forced equity.
Yep,
which is historically pretty rare. You know, it really is. Traditionally, we often refer to I think it's remodeling.com. They have I'm forgetting the exact names of it. Anyway.
I know what you're talking about. It's the return on investment thing.
Cost.
With
With cost
certain projects.
Value.
Right, exactly.
Correct. And the cost versus value, they'll say, you know, kitchen remodels, you're recouping 80% of that equity. So if you spend $100,000, they're saying your house just went up in value $80,000 or something to that effect.
Right.
And bathrooms, they're saying 60%. Additions are fantastic value play, whereas you're getting instant equity. And if we can, heck, we're going to do an addition and your kitchen remodel at the same time. One thing we're experiencing here at CK Contracting is we're getting a fair amount of clients contacting us who have just recently purchased their home or about to close on a new home to them. And they're like, hey, look, this is our wish list. This is what we want to do prior to moving in. And that's a fantastic opportunity. You have to move quickly, both in designing the project up front, but then also obviously executing the work as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, those are, you know, even in today's market, you know, we're seeing a fair amount of that. Charleston is a fantastic area. It's a growing area. I don't see it changing anytime soon.
Right. Well, if you're not happy with your home, do something about it now. Don't wait. Don't put it off. Even if you have to take out a home equity loan or something like that, make the changes and just think about the intangibles, those moments with your family that you'll just enjoy even more with a beautiful new space. And CK Contracting can definitely help you out with that. How can folks get in touch with CK Contracting?
Yeah, absolutely. You can give us a call. Our office number is 843-352-4975. Erin in the office is she's super sweet office manager that we have. She'll be happy to gather your information and get you in the queue for us to come out and take a look at your project. Or if you prefer, just go online to CK Contracting, SC as in South Carolina, .com. You can fill out our client information form, and that will prompt a phone call for Erin to give you a call and get more information about your project to see how we can help you out with it.
And you can always find CK Contracting within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with General Contractor Chris Click with CK Contracting. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.